from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. That music means Pat Bostick in with us until 9 o'clock. You guys want the latest Brandon Ayuk update?
There's another one?
Oh, here we go, baby.
Oh, boy.
This is the only Brandon Ayuk update you needed from yesterday, because we don't have one yet from this morning. This is from a 49ers beat reporter. Walks off the practice field, gets in front of a camera. Tells us about Brandon Ayuk yesterday.
The 49ers just wrapped up day 15 of training camp, and whatever happened on the field today is completely irrelevant because Brandon Ayuk was there watching from the sideline. He was in between the two fields. He was about 60 yards away from Kyle Shanahan. He was wearing a red 49ers cutoff t-shirt. It's the first time I've seen him wear a 49ers logo in a while. Remember, he scrubbed the social media of all 49ers references. And he was drinking blue Gatorade, which is an interesting choice. I like blue Gatorade. I also feel that purple Gatorade is delicious. He didn't go up to John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan to shake their hands, but people went up to Ayuk. First, it was Deebo Samuel. They were talking for a while on the sideline. Then it was Danny Gray. No one really cares about him. Then it was John Lynch. He walked to Ayuk, shook his hand, patted him on the back. If they're having, you know, acrimonious negotiations, you couldn't tell. And then finally, George Kittle walked over to Brandon Ayuk. They were talking for a while. Then practice ended. Kyle Shanahan huddled everyone up, and Brandon Ayuk did not go. He just walked off the field holding the blue Gatorade, which, again, is a delicious flavor of Gatorade. I'm not sure if he drank the whole bottle, but he probably should, because I love it.
It sounds like he's describing a suspect, right? Like, who's the perp? Wearing a red cutoff shirt.
Like he's talking to the police, caricature artist?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Just drawing Brandon Ayuk.
Drinking blue Gatorade. Not sure if he drank it all. It might be a quarter amp left.
Delicious flavor.
I like purple because it's delicious.
Who's the dude that caught the stray? Nobody cares about him. He was talking to that guy. Nobody cares. Who cares? We also had a separate Brandon Ayuk report from yesterday's practice where Brandon Ayuk did give a little dap up with Shanahan, and I think it was just Shanahan. Not that it
just Lynch
or just yeah. It was, you're right. It was John Lynch, but it was like a hello handshake and not a congratulatory handshake.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are on the Brandon Ayuk saga. Is anybody else exhausted?
Yes,
I am so over this.
I hear you.
Like, but I keep finding myself searching it on X and stuff to see what's the latest news.
Well, I do think we're probably going to find out today, and if not
you
today...
You said that 6 times.
Yeah, if not today, then maybe tomorrow. And or if maybe, not tomorrow, then the start of the season. Yeah. And if not by then, certainly by the deadline. Yeah.
I saw your tweet this morning. That was classic.
Yeah.
I could see if this was like Justin Jefferson, but Ayuk's a good player, and he's going to make the Steelers better if the Steelers get him. But he ain't a player that I feel like is causing this much commotion with everybody.
It is a little much.
Like, he's not, he's good, but he's not great.
It's the level of fervor we had. The closest thing I can relate this to, I think, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, is when Brett Favre was retiring and unretiring and retiring and unretiring, and they'd have Ed Werder basically living in Brett Favre's house to give you the daily update of what Brett Favre is going to do. And Brett Favre's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right.
Who was leaving a flag-bearing franchise from the NFL. And this is Brandon Ayuk. And we're hanging on every report, and we're going...
Brady was kind of like this at the end of...
Yes.
At the end of...
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
New England.
Yes.
You know, a little bit with Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
But you're talking about quarterbacks.
And you're talking about...
Yeah. Hall of Famers.
Yes. Three of the best of all time championship winners.
I'm just waiting for someone to be at his house and him do sit-ups out front like T.O. did back in when he was in Philly.
He's got 28 million reasons not to be in 49ers camp right now. But he was there, and he was wearing a 49ers shirt, which obviously is of note.
Is he getting sued like... is he getting fined like Hassan Reddick?
That was... A theory posited online yesterday, Pat, that maybe he just showed up yesterday so he wouldn't get fined.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
And now you're on Marshawn Lynch territory. Very weird.
Has that came out, though? Like, whenever he's not there, is he getting fined? I don't feel like anybody's reported that. Or is it just an assumption?
So, Jordan, you played in the NFL. Because, you know, I was thinking about this, you know, relative to professional life, work, you know, people negotiate, right? There's... Business has to get done. There's finances. There's things that matter. But in the ultimate team game, football, you know, if you had someone hold out training camp in high school, like, that dude ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to earn your way back. In college, a little bit, maybe a little bit less, but still, you got to go through training camp. You got to do, in the NFL, is this just standard? Like, when the guy comes back, you're like, oh, he's really good. Like, he's proven it. We're fine. Or is there still that, like, that same unspoken brotherhood that, or is it different?
It's totally different because it's the end of the road. Like, there's no next level that you can go to in football. Like, if he were to get hurt, like, and then it's like, man, like, he didn't get paid. It's like, he should have held out. Like, every guy, most of the guys, I would say like 90%, maybe a little bit higher, or like, yeah, go get your money.
Yep.
Go get your, because it's just so much money on the table. Like, we're talking $28 million a year. We're talking $100 million that could change his family, his next family, his kid's family.
Yep.
Like, it's your last name is changing forever based on you playing football. So everybody really is like, okay, like, go get your money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's.
So there's not a world in which you could still practice and negotiate?
There is, but I think that everybody just knows that.
Because, like, Aaron Donald held out. Now, he barely practiced in training camp as it was, but he was here training a couple years ago before he got paid. I mean, I find the
it's
dynamic...
It's just the risk of injury.
I find the dynamic... Exactly. At the receiver position, I think it's a little bit...
The only time I can ever remember teammates having a problem was the whole Le'Veon Bell saga. And the national media, I thought, got the whole deal totally wrong, where it was DeCastro, it was Pouncey, it was the offensive line that were excoriating Le'Veon Bell. And the talking point from the national media, former players, was you never talk about a guy's money.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue was they understood why he held out. They were under the assumption he was coming back Wednesday of week one like he had done before, and he didn't do that. So they felt lied to. So long as there's communication between teammates and an understanding, I think you're fine.
Yes. But, you're talking to your teammates.
Right. But Le'Veon didn't.
Right.
And so there was assumptions being made by the offensive line. So when he doesn't show up, they just felt like they were lied to. But that had nothing to do with, they weren't mad that he was seeking his money. They were mad that he was kind of stringing them along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I haven't read the rule of law here, but they get to week one, nothing's done. You talk about generational money. Is he missing a game check?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for the bigger prize.
And then his contract tolls, too, if he doesn't play, and you'll be right back in the same position next year. But there is a date in the season he could come back, and the contract, then, you could pick it up from there. And that's what they thought.
I haven't read every bullet point or every detail. So he's made just over $12.5 million in his career so far.
And he's going to make 14 this year if he plays it out.
14, so he plays it out this year. He could make more than he's made in his entire career.
Or he could make double.
But if he sits, I mean, he'll get fined for not playing.
Yes.
He's going to lose money to sit and wait to make more money and not play for a whole year.
And I, again, just to bring Le'Veon up, I think it's instructional. What he did, not the right thing.
He killed his career.
And this guy's younger.
Who was better at that time, Le'Veon Bell or Brandon Ayuk?
Le'Veon is not even close.
Not even close.
So that's what I'm saying. Word to the wise here. Caution.
Now,
be careful what you wish for.
He is.
He's getting paid by San Francisco. And I don't care. You know, I deal with people with a lot of money. I've never had that kind of money. But the difference between $120 million and $150 million, it's $30 million. It's $120 freaking million. Sign the contract. Bet on yourself. You've made 12 and a half. You're going to get 120 guaranteed, 95 guaranteed. We're talking about you'll make that $30 million sleeping at night.
Mm-hmm. I think he's handled it beautifully, though, because he's going
to this point. But now, they've met his number. Now they've met his number, and there's a quibble about a year.
I'd want less years because, like you said, I'd bet on myself that in 2 years, then I can renegotiate even
young.
More.
I mean,
I think that's the sticking point. Is it's the year and then the guaranteed money.
The guaranteed, yes.
Because if I'm gonna get shorted on a year,
right.
I need to know that I'm making as much of it as I can up front, right?
Yes.
So when that's characterized as a small sticking point, I quibble with that. I don't think that's a small sticking point.
Mm-mm.
I think that's massive.
What the guarantee part?
The guarantee part's
bigger than the extra year, in my opinion.
It's probably if
I'd take $90 million guaranteed over $120 million over with an extra year, and you know, obviously a similar like. Take the 90 guaranteed if that's what's on the table. I don't know how much is guaranteed. I haven't seen the spec sheet, but
I would look at it like this. Like, yeah, I would do that, like the $90 million guaranteed over like 3 years. And I would not only bet on myself, but I would bet on my situation because everybody knows that in the NFL, if you are on a Super Bowl contender team and you make it to the Super Bowl or you win a Super Bowl, that's usually when guys get paid again because you made it that far. I would bet on 3 years right now. I get $90 million guaranteed. Hey, we win a Super Bowl. And then what's going to say that we're not going to go back the following year? I mean, we've been doing it for a long time. If we get close to next year, obviously I'm a huge part of that. I'm going to be balling. My years get up 3 years, then I'm going to make twice as much more for the next 3 years, and then I'll retire. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, and he's in a position to do that because he's only 26 years old.
And he's on a good team.
Right.
Which situation's better? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
San Francisco or Pittsburgh?
It's San Fran by a country mile. It's 8:14. It's time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Just as a comparison, when Jaylen Waddle signed his deal on May 30th, $28.5 million per season, it was $76 million guaranteed. So I think that's probably the starting point there. But I don't think that's a small T to cross or I to dot is that guaranteed money. So when it's reported that it's close, until they're willing to meet what he wants in terms of years or guaranteed money, I don't think it's close to getting done.
And Jaylen Waddle, I mean, Florida taxes too. That's a little bit different. And that has come up between with Ayuk and California taxes.
Oh, yeah.
I know we're getting deep in the woods here, but you know, the Florida in Miami and getting $76 million, like
he's from California. Right, he's from California, I believe.
Played at Arizona State.
Played junior college and played at Arizona State.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Seems like George Pickens is handling all the Brandon Ayuk questioning well. We'll get into that coming up next. And then a story in The Athletic talking about how hard the Steelers' practices are compared to those around the league. I want to talk to these football guys about that football thing later on in the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, Jeff Hathorn joined us in the last hour. We've got Bostic with us, Pat, until 9 o'clock. And Jeff wrote a piece on 93.7thefan.com about George Pickens. And Pickens has been asked frequently about Brandon Ayuk. And according to Jeff, he's handled it with aplomb. You like that word? Aplomb?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it means? Could define it for you.
Handled it well?
Handled it with self-confidence or assurance, especially when in a demanding situation.
Yeah.
I'm bullish on him, George Pickens. Because I feel like I haven't been as bought in on Pickens as other people because I looked at him as, frankly, more of a one-trick pony. But hearing him talk about Arthur Smith's offense and how he's getting schemed open and how it just it helps him get off the line of scrimmage and then how he's handled the whole Ayuk thing, I didn't think he would probably handle that all that well. So if I had an arrow, I'd point it up on George Pickens.
I agree.
George Pickens, I think, is a lot more intelligent than people think. Even if you just sit there and listen to him talk, like, he's methodical, he thinks, and, you know, sometimes his actions don't meet that.
Immaturity and intelligence are different.
They are different, but I think that throughout the process of being a young player in the NFL and as you start accruing years, you got to realize that every word, every rep, every day, every film session, every catch, every jugs machine is all equating to you making money. Like, so it's on you. If you have the talent and you have people that believe in you, and you know that you're going to be a guy, at least in the offense or on a defense, like, you have to tell yourself that I have to do the right things, even if I don't like it at all. Even if I want to argue with my receivers coach, I have to do the right things because at the end of the day, I could kill my own journey without it being killed by something else. Like, you got to get out of your own way. And I think that a lot of young players that have talent in the NFL, they do end up figuring that out, and that's how they end up making a lot of money. And I think George is, I want to say he's on that path of realizing, like, hey, if I just shut up, if I say the right things, and if I just do my job, play receiver, go out there and give 100% effort, which is required for every NFL player, for every football player, 100% effort, then I'm probably going to make a lot of money, whether it's here or whether it's in New Orleans. Like, and I think that you have to have that realization with yourself and talk to yourself about that. And I think that George is starting to realize that maybe a little bit, like, I control my own destiny and I have to do the right things moving forward.
I think sometimes a new voices it really important for someone that's not matured yet, you know, and he's got, let's just face it, and this is nothing disparaging against Kenny. I love Kenny, but he's got a Super Bowl champion quarterback that's 13 years in the NFL. He's got a former head coach as his offensive coordinator, who's been a very successful offensive coordinator. And I think it speaks to the fact that they're bringing George in and explaining not only what they want him to do, but how and why to do it that way. And I think he starts to understand that. The more he starts to understand that, the closer to his ceiling, which is extremely high, he will get. And I think I take a lot of stock in what he says, because he doesn't always say the right things. And he emotes a lot. And his body language is not always good. That, to me, is going to be – it's going to – that's the only thing that can hold him back from being – from getting paid a lot of money and being great. Is his mental state, right? Does he allow himself to get frustrated if he doesn't get the ball? And that, then how he displays that. Because he's the type of player that could be – I mean, he could be an all-pro. He's that type of ability. But the great ones don't do those things. They just don't. You don't see the great ones moping and showing up, you know, with, like, you're just trying to make a scene. Like, those types of things can't happen if you're going to be great.
And apparently he's dealing better with Aziz Ansari or whatever the...
Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, whatever the...
Aziz Ansari. Yeah.
Isn't he an actor?
That's right, yeah. Jeff said that the relationship seems pretty good.
He's not even going to try to correct it.
Yeah, the relationship seems good with him and the wide receiver coach.
Him and the wide receiver coach.
Yeah.
Do you not know his name? No.
Well, so, now I can only think of Aziz Ansari.
Zach Azani.
What did I say?
Aziz Ansari?
Those are different, yeah. That's like when...
Aziz Ansari.
Gosh.
What's his face goes up there at the Oscars, and he's got to present Idina Menzel. With the award.
Chris Rock.
No. Different moment. Different moment. But this did feel like a slap in the face. He had to...
Whoa.
He had
well
to,
done.
Thank you. He had to present Idina Menzel with an award, and he called her Adele Dazeem. I got a little bit of that. John Travolta is the name I was looking for.
He did that?
Yeah, he did that.
Really?
Yeah. Adele Dazeem, he said, for Idina Menzel. Swing and a miss, almost there. You're right. Every time I hear Pickens talk, he's a smart guy. Mm-hmm. He is a smart guy. And what a smart guy realizes here, and I think that's well said by both of you, is if Ayuk's not here, you're the guy. And you're probably going to play your way into $30 million a year with the Steelers. If Brandon Ayuk comes here, your job isn't easy, but it's easier, and you're going to still put up yards, and you're still going to make plays, and your talent is still going to jump off the film, and you are still going to get $30 million. It just might not be here. So either way, buddy, if you take care of, like you said, Dorn, you're going to get paid.
Yep.
So just go out there and play your tail off, work your tail off, say the right things, and you are going to be generationally wealthy. And it does sound early like he gets that, which is good, because he can't be, like you said, Pat, that all pro unless he gets the head.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing for him. And it's been, you know, I think not having Deontay here is great for him. I really do. As good a player and route runner and stuff as Deontay was, they influenced each other. I think as the veteran player, as the older guy, I think Deontay influenced George. Yeah. If he can act that way, then I can act that way.
Right.
Right?
That's absolutely.
That's not the type of behavior that you want. I think guys like Van Jefferson have been in the league, won Super Bowls. I mean, they're going to teach, you know, I thought you'd get that with Allen Robinson, but I think those two forces equaled each other out last year, and then the lack of success of the offense. I think the situation is more conducive to him growing up, which is great, because if he grows up, he's going to be damn good for a long time.
It is something to be said, too, and this is the first experience that George has with this, and this is why it could change into a beneficial way, is he finally has somebody that he's playing with that isn't a coach, that isn't another receiver, to sit down with him and for him to believe. I want to believe, because if I believe in you, then I'm going to do whatever it takes and I'm going to listen to you. But I also have to believe in you from my vision of you doing it. And if I see that you have done it or did it, then I will absolutely believe. With Russell Wilson being here, you could think whatever you want about Russell Wilson, but having your quarterback, like he had Kenny Pickett, you know, they were, you know, trying to figure it out at the same time, basically. Yep. They were young players. But having Russell Wilson sit down in a room and you watch film one-on-one with Russ, and Russ is like, listen, I've dealt with this many receivers. I've won a Super Bowl, and I know what it takes, and I can help you get there if you just listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's proof. So if I'm George Pickens, like, this is proof. I'm probably going to listen to this guy. That is going to help him immensely. I don't care what you think about Russell Wilson. He has the resume. He has done things in this league that not many, and, you know, not, he's one of the top quarterbacks that have won a Super Bowl, right? I'm going to believe in him and trust his word if I'm George Pickens. And that's something that he hasn't had as well in his young career,
right?
Having that quarterback.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. You're not getting the same cachet with a rookie second-year player. You're not getting the same cachet with Mason Rudolph, all due respect, and Mitch Trubisky. Come on.
I mean, you're not even getting that with, like, Trevor Lawrence. You're not getting that with...
You're not getting with Justin Fields.
Right.
Well, for sure.
I mean, there's a level of... I'm not saying that Russell Wilson is going to be the quarterback for the next 2 years here. There's a level of unconditional respect that he's going to have for Russell Wilson that it's not... There's not a shadow of doubt in his mind that Russell Wilson is a Hall of Fame quarterback, that caliber of player. So that's going to lead to him. That's how he's going to interact with him. That's how he's going to respect him. That's how he's going to defer to him. That's a different huddle presence than you've had before. And that's the nature of the beast.
Well, there's the whole grew up watching him factor.
Yeah.
Which isn't that nuts. I mean, Russ has been around for so long that George Pickens watched him.
Yeah.
A lot through the years. Fan hotline, you can chime in. 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. There's something the Steelers are doing that nobody else is doing. No other team in the NFL is doing. Should they be doing it? We'll talk about that coming up next. Ah, the sciatica is acting up. I'm coughing. Total mess. Pat's worried about me, but we'll be fine.
You've been burping a lot.
Yeah. Well, you need to unplug.
Unplug what? Unplug, blow in the cartridge, and plug myself back in.
You're very, what's the word, gaseous?
Yeah, I got a lot going on over here.
Yeah, you're like a...
I don't think a six-month-old and a morning show is the best combination for
healthy. You wear it well. You wear it well, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I look at pictures of me before my first daughter was born.
Get used to it.
4.5 years ago. I've aged.
Get used to it.
So bad, yeah.
Not everyone can be like this guy over here that.
I know.
You know.
I feel awful.
Hasn't touched a weight in 5 years and looks like he's.
Yeah.
You know,
it's Mr. Great.
Olympia.
It's great that you feel. I mean, it's bad that you feel awful, but you look.
Thank you.
You look,
you know,
fine.
Guys like that. You know, there's certain guys that. Now, Doran worked his you know what off in the weight room. But there are guys that we played with that would show up eating McDonald's and then just like Aaron Berry and LaShawn. They show up. Remember the McWings they had? He would show up eating those for a morning run and then just toast everybody. I would be vomiting profusely.
Oh, my God.
I'd
have to take Tums.
Was Revis a big fast food guy?
I don't know. I didn't play with Darrell. But these guys, Doran,
looks like he is now.
How's Pat White doing? His thumb better?
It's been 17 years. I'm sure the thumb is fine.
Why you gotta take
scars?
Scars last forever.
Yeah.
When was your last Pro Football Hall of Famer at West Virginia?
Oh, who cares?
Been a while, huh?
Who cares?
Ever?
I was actually thinking about this. Yes, Sam Hunt.
Major White and the
Major Harris.
Harris.
You conflicted the two. So we should do this before the. The backyard brawl.
When it comes to Pro Football Hall of Famers, all-time teams, you got nothing.
I mean, we have Mount Rushmore all time.
Okay.
If you put the
don't
best
even
pit
do
team,
this right
if you
now.
Put the best pit time team out. Of all time against the best West, it would be
the backups. Pit backups. We could put
85-0.
Second team against West Virginia's first team.
Now, just hold up for a second here, and Callis, you have to understand, good radio is when you can hear the people talking.
Oh, sorry, the power of the music was taking your voice away. That's my
So,
thanks, Callis.
If you do a draft from 2000 to now, I'm telling you,
what?
It's a battle.
What?
What?
In terms of collegiate performance, absolutely.
Larry Fitzgerald, Aaron Donald, LeSean McCoy.
Larry Fitzgerald in college.
Yeah, we're talking. Yeah.
I will take Stedman Bailey and
what?
I'll put him right up there next to Larry Fitzgerald.
Is he out of his mind right now?
Stedman, did he win the Biletnikoff?
Did he ever have 24 touchdown catches in a season? It's a lot closer than you think is all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's
because Tavon Austin, who cares what he, I don't care what he did in the NFL. What did he do in college if
we're
comparing?
You'd have Antonio Bryant. Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Tyler Boyd. Jordan Addison.
You wouldn't take Tavon Austin before most of those guys?
No.
Tavon Austin in college, you're not taking him.
Not over Larry Fitzgerald.
You're not taking over Antonio Bryant.
No.
No.
Okay. Stedman Bailey, 24 touchdowns. I mean, stop me whenever Larry Fitzgerald does that in college. That's all I'm saying.
You can't be serious right now, right?
Of course I'm serious. You
taking Slayton over McCoy?
James Conner?
Slayton and Conner are close. Slayton's explosive.
So I think if you don't think about what's been done in the NFL, right, I think you would be surprised as we start breaking it down just how close it is.
I would say this. I'll give you a little bit of credit.
I'll take quarterback every day.
I think on paper, Pitt smokes West Virginia in terms of accolades. If you just looked at it, Aaron Donald won 4 major college awards.
Mm-hmm.
He had nobody that's done that at West Virginia. Nobody.
I mean, they did just have a consensus All-American cornerback last year, and Beanie Bishop, lest you forget.
Did he win the Bednarik, the Lombardi?
We had the Outland. We had a Remington Award winner.
A what?
Remington, best center in the country.
Okay.
Best center in the country.
Okay, that would characterize as a straw.
Oh, it's true.
Larry Fitzgerald and Antonio Bryant have both won the Biletnikoff.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Addison won the. We have 3 Biletnikoff winners at receiver. And you're telling me Tavon Austin and Stedman Bailey are better than them?
In the last 25 years.
What I'm going to give you credit on is if you lined up and played the way. Because West Virginia has largely played the same way for the last couple decades, right? They've had small, fast receivers, and they've found a way to get them the ball in space. They're dangerous. They're good. Now, if you go all-time team.
Well, we're not doing all-time team.
You put Marino back there?
That's great. Put Marino back there. Hey, fine. Okay. But Marino, you talk all time. If you talk all time, you take Pitt against anybody.
Anybody.
Yes.
Anybody. No question about that. No question.
This is an interesting discussion. We
shouldn't have done this now, but we couldn't help it. We all care so much.
He took a shot at Revis.
You do have a good point, Pat. Like the offense that, like if you put Tavon Austin, Pat White, Slayton, Devine, that is a powerful offense.
That would be hard to stop. I'm gonna throw Greer, Geno. I'd take Geno over Pat White.
What?
I mean, Geno.
Really?
Geno, in terms of 4 years, had a much better career than Kenny Pickett.
He didn't have a better season than Kenny, though.
He had a similar season Pickett did to that of Will Greer. Both guys top 5 Heisman. It's an interesting food for thought conversation that we are having.
This is why this rivalry
29
is awesome.
Days in advance, yeah.
29 days. Are you counting down?
Well, we both are, me and Doran.
Yeah, because I want to see you. I want to see, first of all, I hope Fields returns a kick this year. Because I want to see this guy. I want to see this guy field a live punt. And I want to see, like.
They'd call it a dead punt.
After the fact.
After the fact, yeah.
That just spiraled out of control.
It did, but I think it was fun. I think it was fun.
I know it was fun.
But at the end of the day, you guys would have a high-powered offense, but our offense would absolutely demolish your defense. More than your offense would demolish our defense.
I didn't want to go here with
this. I'm just saying, I can't help it.
All this great talent.
Would you put Dingle and Barry at defense?
All this great talent that you guys want to be braggadocious about.
Yeah, I know.
And for the last 20, would you take West Virginia's last 25 years or Pitt's? You're taking West Virginia's. Absolutely.
As a program or all-time team?
No, he's talking about as a program.
Because you talk about all the talent.
They've been ranked more.
BCS champ.
That's not what we're talking about, though.
Yeah. No,
well, that's what I'm talking about now.
It's one of the more confounding parts of, I love Pitt football. I'm infatuated with it. Doran's the same way. It's one of the more confounding things is you look at all the Pro Football Hall of Famers of late for Pitt. Aaron Donald's record is probably just a bit over 500. Darrell Revis's might be at 500 or slightly ahead. Larry's is above 500. LaShawn's would be well above 500, but he had a below 500 year in 2007. It's unbelievable. You have these generational talents, like players that define the position they've played. Larry Fitzgerald's a Mount Rushmore receiver. He's in the top 5 of all time. Aaron Donald's probably the best defensive tackle, 3 techniques ever lived. Darrell Revis has had they named something after him. I mean,
an island?
Yeah. Don't go there. Define the position. Now, you go back to the 80s, those guys were like 33-3.
Right.
Hugh Green and Dan Marino. But the guys of late, you're right. I mean, it's unbelievable that the records are not reflective of the talent that's been there.
But to say nothing of the ACC championship a couple years ago. Like, I can't conveniently omit that from my argument. That does matter. That does matter.
It does matter. But
the conference fit matters, too. It just does. And I'm angered by that still. But we've taken up a lot of time to do something that we should have waited like 28 days to do.
We'll bring it back.
So there's something the Steelers are doing that nobody else in the NFL is doing. And Pat's not going to be able to be around for that conversation. We'll do that coming up at 9 o'clock. I don't know if we've got time for anything coming up next because the clock has been sufficiently screwed up.
We did a bad job with the clock right there. We did a bad, bad job with the clock right there.
Is that okay. You? That's a good tune.
It was.
You might be more musically talented than Callis.
It was Adele Dazeem.
AI.
Clock sufficiently screwed because we sagged into our first Pitt v. West Virginia backyard brawl debate of the football season. And I'm okay with it. I think the listeners enjoyed it, but we went like 8 minutes too long and have left us precious little time here.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up in the next segment, there's something the Steelers are doing. Nobody else is doing it. Good idea, bad idea. We'll get into that. And then there's a debate that is just taken over social media. It has to do with football, and I want us to get into that as well. 50-minute mark on the Fan, which we blew right past, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. People love PJ Comanchik around here. He is the program director of KDKA AM, the news talk station. You all know what that is. Does a lot of stuff with Pitt as well, and he's become a character on our show because he is our favorite old man, and he loves grape nuts. Well, he just old manned the hell out of himself. He walks up in here with a polo tucked in to salmon-colored shorts, and the whole time he's talking to us, we're like, what is that sound? And his phone's in his pocket playing Men at Work.
Like, what's going on?
Just at ignorant levels.
He's like, you know, it's part of my 80s mix. I got my 80s mix. You know, it just gets me in a good mood.
Is it part of his, are you in your 80s mix?
Right.
Like, that's worse than cell phone flashlight in the pocket.
Yes.
You ever see the old fogies walking around and their pocket has a light shining out like they got a miner's helmet in their pocket?
That's worse than the old person Facebook profile picture that's real close to their face and they're not smiling. You know, the picture, they'd be like this. Yeah.
Ain't nobody needs to be that close.
No.
Your wife don't need to be that close. All right, coming up next, the Steelers are doing something nobody else is doing in the NFL. Good idea, bad idea? We'll get into it next. First, though, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 86.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!